Masechet Bamitzia Daf Tet. We start in the bottom of Chet Amud Bet, and this year is being broadcast from Jerusalem. That was just a marathon. I want to tell you, it was actually quite amazing. There were about 40,000 people participated. It was really like just a, it was a, like a statement of, I don't know what the word was, like just power. And Kol HaKavod to Jerusalem, in spite of everything, they went there with this race. About 15,000 soldiers ran. A lot of people ran. Lamana Chatufim in memory of people. It was really just a feeling of Achdut, second to none. Really, we should have so much more of that. So let's dedicate the Shir, Unishmat, praise God in this war, to soldiers and civilians. And all the Tzu'im should be healed. And Chatufim, I mentioned Daniel, Shimon ben Sharon, and all the others. Matzliach. So starting at the bottom here, the Gemara says, Toshma, so we saw that Rabbi Yehuda, basically saw that Rabbi Yehuda wanted to tell us that Rochev, a person who's riding on an animal, can't corner the animal from riding on it. Okay, that was really, we had the Gemara in the previous Amud ended really with Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi Yehuda had told him that Shema Minah from Shmuel, two things that Rochev Manhik, Chad Kani, Chad, one of them, guy who's riding the animal, one who's leading the animal, one bars and one doesn't, whenever each one it was. And we've proven the fact that Shmuel turned or changed around the Shittot in the Brighter, where it said, Rimei Reporti Rayoshev, in that Mishnah there in Kilayim, and he said, no, it was Chachamim, the halacha was like Chachamim, and the guy sitting in the carriage won't get Malkot if the animals, like a donkey and an ox, are plowing together. And we drew a parallel between sitting in the carriage and riding an animal. Okay, remember that? That was yesterday. And we said over there that as a result of that, Rabbi Yehuda tells us that a person riding can't corner. So the Gemara brings a brighter over here, which is like to help to prove Rabbi Yehuda's case, or to attempt to prove Rabbi Yehuda's case. It says, Toshma, second last line of the Amud, Techet Amud Bet. Toshma Shlaim Shayu Moshchim Begamal, so two people, the bride's got a couple of options here. Either we're saying two people together are leading a camel, or they leading a donkey, or she'achad moshech v'achad manhig. So one pushes and manhig, I suppose he's pushing from behind. One pulls and one pushes. I think that's what manhig, I don't know if that's all that manhig in Hebrew, into English, by the way. Okay, one is moshech from the reins, and the one's pushing from behind. Yeah, well, so I don't know. So Moshech is pulling and Manhig. I don't know. I look at the note over here. Rashi says, but Manhig, Rashi says over here, where's the Rashi? Let's see, Rashi. Hainu Manhig, I don't know. Train Gavna Dishmina, I don't know. Chamor darko banagav gamal darko meshicha. It just says that the donkeys you I think it's from like hitting it from behind or something. I think can't both be from the front. One is manning and one is moshech. But at the end of the day, neither of them are riding on the donkey. So sheachad moshech echad manig, right? Bemida zot kanu. In such a way, Rashi says, we're going to see that on this bemida in such a manner. Well, what does that mean? In such a manner, what's it coming to exclude? Right, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so this is our bright to try and prove now that Rabbi Yehuda says what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lolam lo kana, ad shetehe meshicha begamal v'anagah b'chamor." Rabbi Yehuda says it can't be because according to Tanakama, could either be meshicha or hanagah, either for the camel or for the donkey, or both of them are doing the same thing, or each one of them doing a different thing. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says it's unique. A donkey is hanagah, which I think is like pushing from behind, and a camel is meshicha from the front. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Gemara says, however, Kani Ketani Mia from the Brighter, we learn what? Oshe Achad Moshech Echad Manhig. Moshech Manigin Abarachuv Lo. Both options in the Brighter mentioned were either pulling or pushing. None of them mentioned riding. Therefore, he has proof that riding an animal is not an option for acquiring the animal. You're either going to be pushing or you're going to be pulling. So he says, what are you talking about? There's no proof at all. He says, well, didn't I feel even if you're riding? So how come this Brighter didn't mention riding? And the reason why the Mishnah, the Brighter specifically mentions either pushing or pulling, is lafuka. Remember to come exclude the possibility of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the possibility of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Amar tehe ad shetehe meshicha begamal v'anagah b'chamor." Rabbi Yehuda was specific. It has to be either meshicha begamal or anagah b'chamor. Right, like we said, pulling the camel or pushing the donkey. And what the Tanakhama said, it could be either pushing this or pulling that, or pushing them together, or pulling them together. And that, now we're talking about riding. We're discussing riding here. The purpose of this brayta was to fine-tune the difference between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it has to be specific to a camel you pull and a donkey you push. Where Chachamim said, no, it could be either one. That's what the Gemara says. So we can't prove anything here from Rechiva. Hold on, Ketani Mia, lost my place. What do we learn from the Gemara? The Afilu Ipcha Nami Kanya. The Tanakama says that either way, either Meshicha for the donkey or Hanaga for the camel will also be a fine way of acquiring it. And it's got nothing to do with what I don't understand. If that's the case, then why did the Tanakama say, Chachamim say, either Meshicha of the donkey, or Hanaga b'chamor, or Meshicha en Hanaga, why not just say, Shnaim shu moshchinu manigin, two guys that were either pulling or pushing, b'em b'gamar, b'em b'chamor. And that would make sense what you say, that Tanakama says we don't care, that would be unique. Either way, it's good for either animal. And then we don't understand, what says, no, ikachat sa'at de lo kani, because even according to Tanakama, they couldn't have said both. And Tanakama's got one direction, because Rashi says ikachat sa'at. They don't say that it will just work any other way. In third lines of Rashi, the top there, we couldn't say Meshicha enagi in one breath, right? V'tanachi, we learned Moshchin begamal u'manigin bechamor, or she'echad Moshech ve'echad manig be'echad mehem, or to she'darko b'shnehem. So it could work that either it would be you'd pull the camel and you would manig the chamor, which is similar to Rabbi Yehuda. Or you could have two guys, both pushing and pulling, either animal. Right? That's why we couldn't say, because even Chachamim say you couldn't just pull a chamor, but they do agree that you could, two guys are pulling and pushing at the same time would work. I think that seems to be the difference between that and Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, another way of learning this, when we try to bring this Gemara, so it's basically we can't prove anything about Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, now the Ikedamri Meshicha Bechamor, Ikedamri Meshicha Bechamor, so which one wouldn't work? In other words, it appears, so the Gemara is actually saying, explaining, which is that, those say, that Chamim say that a Mechamor, you can't do Meshicha on its own, and some say that a camel, you can't do Hanagatu on its own, but if you were doing it together, it would work, where Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to only have Meshicha of a Gamal, Hanagah of a Chamor. The Gemara says, V'ita motiv misayfa. Now usually the word motiv, from the word mashiv, which is the word, you don't like a kasha. Clear is not the case over here. And yeah, it's more like proves. It motivi says some prove this whole limud from the sefer. It was a sefer. The brightest started in the previous amud. And we said, Shnaim shayu moshchin begamal u'manigim mechamor. Or, shaya moshech v'chan manhig. We said, b'midah zot, in this way. The Gemara from the sefer of the midah zo kana. So what does midah zo mean? Midah zo means this way and excluding something else. So exclude what? Limud tarachuv. Which you can kone from all these ways, you can't kone from any other way. What's the other way from Rachub? And this is a proof to support Rabbi Yehuda. We couldn't prove from the Reisha, maybe we can prove from the Sefer. That the only way you can acquire is either Meshicha or Hanaga. Well, it's own set of arguments, but Rachub, no. The word says, no. Lo lemeute ipcha. It's more common to tell us, it's got nothing to do with riding. It's to exclude the other way around, like we said in the previous case, where one of the Chachamim would say that you couldn't do either Meshicha Chamor or Hanagah B'Gamal. Of course, I don't understand. Yachi, Han, Rabbi Yehuda, that's the case. We're back to square one. Isn't this Rabbi Yehuda? Aren't Tanakama Yehuda exactly the same? Chachamim was saying only Meshicha for a camel, only Hanagah for Chamor. Rabbi Yehuda also says only Meshicha for a camel, only Hanagah for Chamor. What's his name? But now you're Tzadichad de Lokana. He says, no, there is. The Chachamim say there are multiple options. Just there's one way which it wouldn't work. Rabbi Yehuda says the only way that it wouldn't work is every other way wouldn't work except for this particular way. So the Gemara is like ita amri Meshicha b'chamor. We can amri b'hanaga b'gamor. So that's what the Gemara gives examples. Then some say we're speaking about Meshicha b'chamor, right? Which we already saw before. And some say we're speaking about the amri hanaga b'gamor. Okay, so that was that brighter there, which we couldn't really prove anything according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara start brings another brighter now. This is a bright now, not as a siyua to Rabbi Yehuda, but a tiyuf to Rabbi Yehuda. We're proving this bright now, kasha Rabbi Yehuda. We try to prove that Rabbi Yehuda was right. that because the Braita left out Rochev, Rochev is an option of Kone, we couldn't prove it. We're not going to prove it. Say, Kashet Rabbi Meir, it was wrong, that Rochev can Kone. Right? Echad Rachuv Chamor, Vechad Tafuso Bosera. Now, I'll be frank with you, there's certain aspects of this that I'm not sure I understand either. I don't know. We'll see in a moment. One's riding a donkey, and one is Tafus B'Mosera. One is pulling it, seems to be, from the reins. Look at Rashi. Echad Tofes Tafus B'Mosera, Ve'eino Manhig. But isn't actually directing it. So it's like holding the reins. Whatever he's doing, I don't know. The guy on the rider is directing it. He's not directing. Zekana chamor, v'zekana mosera. The one who's riding the donkey, the brother seems to say, acquired the donkey. And the one who's holding the reins, acquired the reins. So the Gemara said, look, shmamina, rachuv kani. Isn't that good proof? That rachuv kani. Perfect, right? It's pretty good. The Gemara says, hachinami v'hani brekla. The Gemara says, no. We saw this yesterday already. That he wasn't really riding it. It was because he was using his feet. When we say yesterday, I've been riding a horse, you kick it, then you sort of prod it along with your feet. That's how he did the Hanagah. The fact that he was riding it is irrelevant. If he was just sitting on it, not doing the kicking, it wouldn't work. Because I don't understand. Say, so if that's the case, then why didn't the guy riding it acquire the stirrups as well? So he says, you know what, you're right. Look at Rashi, I left the Rashi over here. Niknami Rachub Mosera, Sheberosha Chamor, Shu Tachshita Chamor, Vakachamor Dami. If the guy is not really using the reins, the stirrups now, to actually pull the guy across, all these things hanging on to them. So essentially, we've got two parts of these of the story. We've got the headrest, the whole gear on the animal, and then there's the straps that come off. The guy's holding the straps, he should have owned the straps. And the guy who acquired the donkey by using his feet, etc., he should acquire the donkey and everything on the donkey. What's on the donkey? The whole headrest. So we understand that the actual straps that come off the headrest, you know, are acquired by someone else. What about the headrest itself? That's what Gemara is saying. But what about Mosera? The Gemara says, you know what? You're right. Zekana chamor v'chatzi mosera. Zekana only chatzi mosera. You're right. We acknowledge that when the Gemara says chatzi mosera. So I think it's referring to over here. The headrest itself is not Rashi on chatzi mosera. Anybody tell me how do the notes of the English or Gemara translate chatzi mosera? Is it just the part on the head? No mention. Just says half. Okay. Well, let's say right. The Gemara says now. Listen. Bishlom rachuv kani the magbelei ben daat. We understand why the guy who's riding can acquire, because at the end, the half of the Mosera, at the end of the day, he's a bendat. I suppose when he acquired the animal, it's if he got the animal going, he picked up also a part of the, he's holding a bit of the strips, I suppose, in his hand anyhow. But the guy standing on the floor now is holding this bit of the stirrup. How did he come? When we saw yesterday, a complicated Gemara, I'll be honest with you, it's a bit esoteric for me, but we saw yesterday that one person could, if he picked up one side, the other guy was Kone because he picked up the one side. There'd be a double picking up. Otherwise, it was if it was left on the floor. And we had the question of the Cheresh, remember, with the deaf guy who had no dart, then how could he pick up? We said two Cheresh, we understand, because there was a Takana, so there wouldn't be Machloket. But when it's one Cheresh and the other guy, if the Cheresh can't make him Makne, then he can't make the Cheresh Makne, and the Cheresh won't be upset because there wasn't even the guy Ben Da. But we saw we had to have both sides being picked up at the same time, remember? So the Gemara picks up on that and says, the guy holding the stirrups, just the stirrups, how did he acquire anything? And look at Rashi. How did he acquire half the stirrups? The other half of the stirrups, munach bimkomo, or in that they haven't moved. Because they're on the head of the animal. And we saw yesterday, when you're calling something out of Hefka, you have to lift up the whole thing. Now this guy, what did he do? They found this animal. The one guy jumps onto the animal and starts kicking it and starts moving and he acquires the animal. The other guy picks up the stirrups and he now wants to own the stirrups. But he only picked up one side of the stirrups because the other side of the stirrups were on the animal's head. No one picked them up. We understand why the guy who ran that rode the animal acquired them, because they were the tachsh, they were like a part of the decoration of the animal, so he acquired it with the animal. But the guy picked up the stirrup, he only picked up one side of the stirrup, not picked up the other side. Question clear? Okay, I'm not saying if you understand it, but is it clear? At least you, I'm not saying if you understand what the Gemara is saying, but we can understand what the Gemara's question is, right? So the Gemara says, "Ay mezekana chamor v'kulev." The Gemara corrects that and says, "You know what? You're right. We rephrasing that all the time." So zekana chamor v'kulev moshe. Already the guy who's riding the animal, he was calling the chamor and the whole mosera. V'zekani mashlo, and this guy acquired only the small little piece that's actually in his hand, because then he picked up the whole thing, but the whole rest of the stirrup he didn't acquire. So Gemara says, "Wait a second. How am I?" We've seen this Gemara now ask this question a few times in the last few days. "How am I? What do you mean? Well, what does that mean?" What does it mean? Hi, Margarashi. Hi, my. The Kamar Tagbar Tofis Mosera, Love Yagbar Ladida. You see, when he picked it up, it was when you're picking up for him. But for the other guy, it was. I feel he says, even him, you got to tell me. Hi, my. Im Tim Chilomer, Magbia Mitsira Chavero, Kana Chavero. You know, you're telling me, when you pick up something else for your friend can acquire it. That's only we saw yesterday. Where you intended to pick it up with the other guy in mind. But hi, this guy's clear. This guy's standing next to the animal. When he picked up those stirrups, he didn't have his friend in mind. He wanted the stirrups for himself. So if he didn't pick it up, his friend could have picked it. Could, if he didn't connect, either his friend could connect. No one's connect here. What's going on over here? So Rav Ashi corrects the whole story again and says, no. What are we actually talking about in this bright? We haven't yet proven anything yet. We're trying to prove a kashya to Rav Yehuda that kone, you can't kone something by riding on it. And so far, we've proven that you can kone by riding on it. Our real question, though, we got a bit sidetracked, is on the guy who picked up the stirrups. Remember that? You'll focus with me, right? As far as kone of the rider, we've said the rider is kone. That's what we're holding at the moment. So it's a kashya to Rav Yehuda. So Amar Rashi, ze kana chamor ubeit pagia. Ze kana mashtafus biyado. Rav Ashi says, you know what, in light of everything you're telling me, the guy riding the animal was kone the animal, and he was also kone the Beit Pagia. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel says, yeah, Beit Pagia, Ritzuot shel Mosera hanetunot al lichia v'al pedachta. It's the stirrups that are on the cheeks of the animal and the forehead, in other words, the headdress of the animal, right? That's all that he required. The rest of the stuff, right, the other guy only acquired what was in his hand, and the stirrup between his hand was attached to the animal's head. Nobody acquired, because nobody's able to acquire it, because the guy sitting on the horse didn't pick up anything. The guy holding it only picked up his edge. The other part wasn't picked up by anybody, so nobody could acquire it. Okay? So that is where we're holding at the moment. Right? Look at Rashi. Whoever wants to get it can get it. So it was a third party can essentially run into the picture here and go, remember again, I can see Selwyn's getting a little bit frustrated over here. Right? This works, we have to remember that we're talking about a situation where everything has got a lot of value. Now, leather stirrups are expensive and nothing's going to waste over here. And therefore, the guy who's only got the little handle is happy with that little bit of leather. And the guy's got the animals, also happy with the animal and the stuff on the headdress. And now someone else come along, he'll get the most of the leather, the straps in the middle. He did a good deal. Okay, so that's what we're up to. Rabbi Abahu says, no. Lo'olam kidiktani. What do you mean kidiktani? We start off at the very beginning. Zekana chamor, says Rashi, he got the donkey. Vezekana moshe, and he got the stirrups. Afilu beit pagia shel chamor. Everything, you got the whole story, the whole stirrups, everything with the headdress. Right, why? Now, the Gemara's going to challenge this in a moment. But why does he get it? Listen to what Rabbi Abahu's svara is. His svara is, because he says, hoyil v'yachol natka ulehavio etzlo. Because what can he do? Look at Rashi, says, hoyil v'yachol. Hatafus b'mosher le'moshcho b'koach. The guy standing on the side of the animal now can, with force, rip that stirrup, right? And it'll come, pull the whole headdress off the animal's head. B'koach, he says, with force. Right? He says, take Rosh Hashanah and pull it off the donkey's head. And bring it to him. The animal's head is high above the ground. With one, he can go like this. Look at me. Like, rip it up, and the animal's up in the air. rip it over his head and he can get the whole thing. Because he can do that, it's all his. That's what Rabbi Abahu says. Look what the Gemara says. Vahad Rabbi Abahu barutehi. Now, baruta means from the word brighter, right? What's a brighter? Brighter comes from the word barais, on the outside. It's not part of the corpus. He says, this brighter, not a brighter. This is what he's saying. He's outside. Go out to bed, midrash. Get out of here. You can't say something like that. In a nice way, what I would say is he's talking maybe not the most sense. Okay? In English, you have a word for it, right? Nonsense. But the girl doesn't want to say that. The word says, barutehi. Look at Rashi. That's not called hagba'ah. Hagba'ah means you lift off the ground. You can whip the whole thing up. That's not called hagba'ah. And the Gemara proves why you have to say that. If you don't say what I'm saying, that is not possible. Clothing that's half on the ground and half on a pillar, on a pole. One guy picks up the half of that's on the floor, and the other guy comes and picks up the half that's on the pole. You're going to say the first guy was kone. Why? Because what could the first guy do? He could have just like flipped it over the pole and bring the whole thing to him. It's all his. But in reality, who picked up the other half? Another guy. And we know the locha would be that the guy picked up the half of the pole would kone, and according to you, he wasn't kone, because the guy who picked up the ground could have flipped it off the pole and got the whole thing. Elahad Rabbi Abahu Baruta. Gemara says, therefore, Rabbi Abahu is Baruta. It seems, if you ask me, that the Gemara has at the moment held onto a very good kashya to Rabbi Yehuda, that really the rider is kone. You agree with me? We got very sidetracked with the Mosai, with the stirrups, but really the guy on the donkey seems everybody agrees that he acquired the donkey. Right, the Gemara now brings another brighter, also a kashya Rabbi Yehuda. Now that's my only difficulty, is why does the Gemara need to bring another kashya Rabbi Yehuda if we already had a good kashya Rabbi Yehuda? But I think that the Gemara did conclude. I don't have any notes here in the Gemara where actually says that. I've got maybe a bright lochiach shirachuv kone. Yeah, look, it is a kashig, another kashig, I'm not sure why. Yeah, Rabbi, and the way to touch another brighter. Rabbi Ezer Omer, Rachub Besadeh, Umanig Ba'ir, Kana. A guy who's riding animal in the field, and was not in the town, and a guy who's leading an animal, or pushing from behind, in the city, Kone. Right? So it seems over here, that a rider, even though not in the city, we'll see why then in a moment, but a rider, look at Rashi, Rachob Besadeh, Behemashal Mitzia. We're talking about if you found an animal, and you jump on it now, you start riding away. You kone. Avalo Be'ir, but not in the ear, says Rashi. I'm looking at Rashi, the fourth last lines at the bottom there. But not in the city. V'tayfash, we'll see that once Rashi will come, eh? Umanhig af Be'ir kana, v'koshka, and beside Shwam Rachob, l'chude kani. So even though there's a distinction between riding in the city and riding in the fields, nonetheless, riding does kone. Why we don't ride in the city, we'll see in a moment, for a different reason altogether. But riding by definition works. The Gemara says no. When we say riding, it's not the riding that does the buying, says the Gemara. It's the guy that is kicking with his feet. Which I don't understand. Then it's called manig. He says, you're right, trade government manig. There are two types of manig. There's manig off the animal and manig on the animal. That's what the Gemara says. But riding, just sitting on the animal riding, you wouldn't kone. So I don't understand. Yachi, Rachuv Ba'ir, my time, he says, how come Rachuv Ba'ir not? But field, yes. He says, not the way to ride animal in the city. Look at Rashi, quite into the very last Rashi. Mishum tzniut, he says, because not modest. Okay, we can't relate to this, really. It's not modest for a person to be riding around the city. That's why lots of people, then you can knock into them, whatever the case is, and therefore you walk it, you push the animal rather than the city, you don't ride it. Right, Amar Vakana Lefisha and Darkish. Amar Le Rav Ashi Rav Kam. Rav Ashi says Kashtra Vakana Ele Me'atah Bia Arnaki B'Shayu. That's the guy. I don't understand. You're telling me that because it's not the way to do things. If you did do it, it won't kone. So look at this. I'll tell you about it. What about a wallet on Shabbos? Shein Darkan Shibun Adam Lak Bia Arnaki B'Shabbos. But nonetheless, it's not a way. You shouldn't pick up a wallet because money's muktzah. The wallet's muktzah. It's all muktzah on Shabbos. However, what did we say? Hachinami Lokani. You can tell me the guy picked up. He's in kone. On the contrary, it might be an Aveira. it might, if he moved, remember he saw even there could be a kimlay, because he might be chamit if he moved the talent amot, if he pushed it from a shoot to a shoot. We saw those gemaras before, right? But he was kone, he might have done a virus. He said, so too, Akanami, might have it, have it, Vakadi. So it might not be the right thing, it might not be tsanua, but what's he going to do with kone or not? So what's the, you're right, this particular, as we're speaking about the awards, we're making a particular, not a mitzia, like we thought. They talk about a case where a guy was trying to acquire something through buying it. The Amalei, and there was a t'nai. The seller said, Kani kederech shebnei adam koni. I want you to koni in the way that people do it. In other words, I want you to do it in the conventional manner. And not in a different manner. And that's what he says. Right? But Gemara now comes in and limits it. It says there are a couple of ways where it still would work. Even though in the city we don't want to koni because it's not tzanua. It says, V'irushta rabi mu, if it's in a public space. If you walk in like in a public place, you don't want to have the animal walking, people coming between you, the animal, the animal can get loose, I suppose, maybe kick the people, whatever the case is. Or Adam Khashubu, if it's an important person, but even important, Rashi says Adam Khashubu ain't our call on Hig. He is not Mechubad for an important guy to be walking behind his donkey, clapping it. He rides his donkey. Right? V'isha he can, and woman as well. Seems like it's more tzanur for a woman to be riding than for walking. And v'inish zilahu, and if it's a zila, not a, like a very, as opposed to, it seems quite interesting. There are two extremes over here who ride the animals in public places. Either a very chashuva person or a very non-chashuva person. The average person is not chashuva enough to ride and not zila enough to ride. Okay, the bainoni. Okay, we don't understand these conventions, but that be that as it may. Okay, so that was that we tried to prove over there, we couldn't really prove anything. Okay, now by Rabbi Lazar. So once we already quoted Rabbi Lazar, right? Because we had over here, this case over here was in this bright with Rabbi, that was actually Rabbi Eliezer. And this is Rabbi Lazar. I'm not sure if it's a mistake. Anybody see a Haga'ah anywhere where there's some dick to case off for him, say the same? Because I'm trying to wonder why we suddenly got into Rabbi Lazar and not Rabbi Eliezer. Anyhow, maybe I originally thought that it was. Same person, but I see now it isn't. So by Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi asked a question. Rabbi Lazar said, what if you ask your friend to pull that animal because you want to acquire the stuff on the animal, not necessarily the animal itself. Let's say the animal's got a big basket on it, you want to acquire the stuff in the basket. So you want to say, I don't understand. You're going to ask your friend to pull somebody else's animal so you can acquire things that are on the animal. Who asked you? Who said they're selling it to you in the first place? The guy says to you, the seller says to you, pull that animal and you could acquire the stuff on the animal. So now, does putting an animal, like if you buy a field, for example, right? If you buy a field, so you acquire the stuff in the field. If you buy a farm and it comes with a tractor, the tractor is yours. You have to do a separate kingdom for the tractor, correct? You can't have a field, it comes with you. So is the animal the same thing as a field? Do you acquire? If you're acquiring that, can you acquire through a meshicha of the animal something that's on the animal? So I'm a Rava. Rava says, listen. So Rava says, let's first look and see. You're asking me about just being moshech. Let's look. If a guy wants to see the animal and the kalim, right, would you call it that? Right, look at Rashi over here. Mi kani kalim. Look at Rashi, Meshichet de Behemah ma Behemah, would you acquire the Kalim with the animal? The Midah can be Ba'ilan b'mocher Kalim below Behemah, Michlal b'mocher Shneim b'shitalan, the Makni Behemah. Right? Kani Kalim Mishum Torat Chatzer de Kamen. It says, it seems that when you buy, it seems like, and Gor seems to understand that it is the case, it's almost like a din of Chatzer. So Gor says, he says, Rabbi, Chatzer ma'alechidi. B'chatzer ma'alechid lo kani. He says, but even though it's like a Chatzer, it's a Chatzer ma'alechid. It's a moving chatze. And a moving chatze, says Rava, doesn't kone. Now it's interesting, the Gemara, the Rashi says over at the bottom, he says, V'ha chatze malechid, v'ha chatze malechid, do shmina diktani diktichi, it rabbe im mi matzeti, mitzabi ado gago chatzo v'kapifo. The Lord Nad v'habi mishnu, when do we learn that other things you can kone through other stuff? If you've got im mi matzeti, mitzabi ado, it's in your hand. And Rashi says, the extension of your hand applies to all fixed things. But nobody we learn that a moving thing is part of that extension. The Gemara says, maybe you're talking about when the animal standing still. Look at Rashi. After it's moved its forefront to forward and its back legs, and you call the animal, you call that, you bought the animal through Mashiach and then understood still. V'lo halcha, v'nigdu kenim ba'amidata dekan lo chatzer. Maybe now it's called a chatzer. But the Gemara says, again, but how can it be? He says, Rabbi, but ha'kol shilu ma'alech lo kana. Anything there which was moving, you wouldn't corn it. And when it stands still, you wouldn't corn it either. So if you can't acquire something with the back of a moving animal, you can't acquire it with an animal stand still either. And the Gemara says, Vehilchata, what's the aloha bikfuta? Where do we see a similar concept, by the way, of kafut? Where do we see that? Remember, we had in Gittin with an eved, when a guy threw the get into the eved's hands. How was she able to connect from the Eved because the Eved moves? He said, no, when the Eved was chained down, it couldn't move. So same thing over here. If the animal's tied up and it can't move, then it would have been like a moving chatzah would be yours. Now Rashi says, by the way, it says Rashi, anytime in the Gemara you see, v'ha'amarava, kol she'ilu ma'alach lo kani, when it stands still, he says, but this is the Gemara. Anytime that Rav is quoted in Hadashas, and if something is moving, you can't acquire when it stands still, is this Rava over here? The Gemara Paskin's against Rav and says, if it's chained, you can acquire it. Now both Rav and Rav Unabarad, Rav Yeshua, Rav to Rav, says, Rav, according to you, if you are going in a boat, and suddenly fish started popping out of the sea into the boat. Have you seen that picture I've got on my desk of Bitachon and Hishtadlut? Have you seen it? Any heroics? Roy will show you now the most amazing picture someone sent me. Chabadnik, actually, I've got a friend. Of the difference between Hishtadlut and Bitachon. Look at this. Now, you can't, can you see there? On the right hand side, you see a guy sitting fishing. So there he's doing his ishtadlut. But where are the fish coming from? Not from the fishing rod. They're jumping in from the back into his bucket. That's bitachon. You got to do ishtadlut. You got to go fish. But don't think for 1 second that the fish are coming because you caught them. Right? So this is a similar idea. Thought about that. Same idea. He's riding on a boat and fish popping out from the sea onto the boat. So what are you going to tell me now? Right, that's a kasha over here of Rav Papa and Rav Udu Rav Shua. The Mata, I will let my svina, but kafshu yogi mefru to chasvina. Achina mi dechatsim alechim lo kana. Can't any corner them? Can someone just come into the boat and chap them? Because it's telling me the boat's a chatsim alechet, a moving courtyard. So look what he says to him, Rav. He says, nah, marlei, svina meinach nicha. He says, the boat isn't moving. The boat's standing still. Umay Yehuda kema matula. It's the water that's causing it to move. The boat's standing still. The boat, that's why it's corner. The boat's not moving, the boat's standing still on the water. Right? He said, what about it's Amari Ravina? Ravina said, Shemashi Limata, Itama Lechem Shtarabi, and Vishak La Get Tocheka. If she was walking in public space and he threw a get onto her breast, or the Tochkarata into her basket, she had a basket on her head of some kind. Hachanamid Lo Megasha, aren't they divorced? So he says, same thing, Amari Karata, Menachnaicha, the basket standing still on her head. She's the one wandering around underneath it. It's not the same at all whatsoever. The bottom rabbis are of the opinion that a chatzer malechet you wouldn't call it. Okay, new Mishnah quickly, let's try and do this quickly. Hayar rochev agabe vahema, the guy's riding on an animal, bright time, and he sees something on the floor, a lost object, something which he can find, with pick up its hefka. The Amalechavi says to his friend, listen to me, Nani, give that to me. So the friend picks it up in the tala, Vamar, he says, Ani zachiti batzman.
Some friend, right?
He says, man. So what's the Mishnah say? Zachaba, tis. Ima ever im Mishnah tnalo amar anizachiti. After he gives it to him, right? He said, anizachiti batchila. Already, I was okay first. Lo amar klum. What should he gave it to him? Too late. He asked for it, he gave it to him. It's ois. Can't claim anything now. Mishnah asks a kashya over here. Right, brings the Kasher Mishnah Masechet Peah. Tzla had to be learned the Masechet Peah. Mishnah Ketel Peah. Somebody else went and collected one of the corners for it, like we set aside for an ani. Vamar harezu leploni ani, and he says that is for a particular ani, a friend of his who's a poor guy. I'm collecting it for him. Right, look at this bright. What the bright says, Rabbi Elezer. Okay, well look. Here comes a question. Right, that's how I'm saying you can't do it. The takana. Look at Rashi. Look at this is what we learn it from. Well, not here, the Mishnah in Paya, but the Gemara brings that Mishnah. Mishali Keter Apaya Vamar Arezu Leplani Ani. Rabbi Lezer Omer Zachalo. Rabbi Lezer says the Ani got it. It's a Dat Yachid. Vachachamim Omrim Yitnene the Ani Anim Tsarishon. Says, no, Rabbi Chachamim, so what are you talking about? The first Ani who comes on, you're going to give it to him. Right? So what do you mean over here that a guy, our Mishnah said what? That, look at Rashi. Mishli Karapaya Adam Baalmash, Eno Baal Sade. We're talking about somebody, I thought they're not the owner of the field itself, says Rashi. Diba Baal Sade, Lo Amar Rabbi Lezer Zachar. Rabbi Lezer Zachar wouldn't have said it's his. The Lekel and Maimar Migod is Zachar enough, Shed Afidu Huanim, Nizar, who slowly caught Paya Misade Shelo, Kerem Mishla Kolin, Lot Lakait Lani, Lazir Ani Al Shelo. You aren't allowed to collect your own stuff for an Ani. So we're not talking about him. That's a Takana you can't do. But look back in the Gemara. What's going on over here? Rabbi Lazar says that he can. And Chachamim say you can't. So Amrula, Amr Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Machloket, what's the Machloket? Mi Ashir Ani. Machloket is about from a rich guy to a poor guy. In other words, can the rich guy himself be Zoche to get the payah or not? So Selwyn's saying he can't. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Rabbi says he can. Why does he? Why can he? Listen to this. Follow this logic first. 1 second. Follow the logic first. Because Rabbi Eliezer says there are two migos over here. And Chachamim says only one migo. We don't accept two migos. So Rabbi Eliezer says there are two migos. What's the first migo? Migodi by if the guy, the rich guy, wants to mafki nechase, he can mafki all his assets. Vavi ani, become a poor guy. And as a poor guy, chazi is entitled to the payah. And hashtanami chazi lay. So too in our case, the guy who's collecting the payah for a friend could mafkir all his stuff, and he's entitled to the payah as a poor guy, right? And now comes the second migo, and umigo de zaki nafshan. Since because he had the right, he could coin it himself. Says Rabbi Eliezer, why could he coin it himself? Because if he wanted to, he could become an ani and he could have coined it. So after becoming an ani, he can coin it as well, and because he can coin it, umigo de zaki nafshan, he could acquire for his friend. Rabbanan Savre, no. Chad migo aminan, tre migo lo aminan. Chachamim say, no, we don't do that. But that is if it's a rich guy to an ani. Right? So Rishab ben Levi says, the whole machlok in the Chachamim Rabbi is only about a rich guy and a poor guy. Aba mi ani la ani. But if it's a poor guy to a poor guy, tibra ko, zachelo. Everybody agrees. Doesn't need the first migo to zochet. He's entitled to zochet himself as the poor guy. And if he wants to give it away to the poor guy, let him do it. Right, the migod is zaki nafshe, zaki namech. Because anyhow, he's entitled to it. He's entitled to give it to a friend. Yes, Al.
What about the poor guy who has a field? Can he collect payah for himself from the field?
No, that was Rashi said. That was the Rashi that I read. Rashi said, look at the first Rashi on the Gemara there, the second wide lines of Rashi. Mishni keter apaya adam ba'al mesha'eno ba'al sadi. We're talking about a guy who isn't the owner of the field himself. Iba ba'al sadi, if he's the owner of the field himself, Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer Zachar. Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, he isn't Zoche. Why? The Leikel Meimar Migo de Zachir Nafshe. We can't use that first Migo because the owner of the field can never be Zoche for him, even if he's a poor guy. Da Afilu Huani says, even if he's poor. Muzharu is warned, Shelo Lelakeit Payah Mislech, he can't gather payah from his own field. Kamu Shchitat Chulim, Vesekit Chulim, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Lo Telakeit La'ani, right, Lazhir Ani Al Shelo. So there, Rashi brings us from Chulim, we know that a poor guy is never allowed to collect from his own field. Right? So that's why we're only talking about a third party at the moment. Okay? So that's what Ula says. Ula says the Machloket is about Ashir and an Ani. Right? But an Ani, when you accuse an Amar Rav Nachman Ula, no. Lemamar, me'an Ani Machloket. So Amar Rav Nachman Ula, no. Me'ani also Machloket. Why? Sorry. He says that from an ani to ani is no machloket, right? Everybody, he says, no, well, it's not a machloket. The ha-metzia, call ani mishnah. When it comes to in our mishnah, it's a metzia. And as far as a metzia, some which is hefka, we all consider it anim. Not that we are anim. Just like an ani is allowed to have something which is like payah, we all entitled to something which is hefka. And therefore, if that's the case, when we said over here, it's not hata, our mishnah said, we're still not sure actually what the kashya is, right? Now comes the kashya. Now Now he says that he, and the Mishnah said that he's zochet to it. But I might be shlova ani ani machloket. If you're going to tell me that the, between ani and ani there is a machloket, so matnit who's our Mishnah Rabbanan? He. And I might be ashir v'ani machloket. The machloket ani between an ashir and an ani, not between an ani and an ani like Ula wanted to say. I'm ani ani dira akol zacher lo hamani. Who's our Mishnah like? Lo Rabbanan v'lo Rabbi Eliezer. Well, Karen, do you want to explain what that last little bit is about?